In between Black Friday and Cyber Monday is Small Business Saturday. Kyle Jackson is the Georgia director of the National Federation of Independent Business. He says this gives consumers another option.
You can get a lot of the same things, oftentimes with a better customer service experience, and sometimes some more unique things at your local small business. And so that's what Small Business Saturday is really about.
Janet Geddes is the owner and only full-time employee of the Avid Bookshop in Athens, Georgia. She says small businesses are more personal.
We really love having conversations with people, getting to know our customers. And so when someone comes into the shop, whether it's the first time or the 50th time, we treat everyone really warmly.
Tracy O'Sullivan is the owner of Shorty Bond Girls in Johns Creek. She started this licensing business earlier this year and says she hopes to raise her company's profile on her first Small Business Saturday.
Sometimes you turn around, there's a door shut in your face. So I think, you know, with the small businesses banding together, we can make this, you know, all work for each other.
According to a study from Redshift Research, Americans spent nearly $6 billion last Small Business Saturday. John Lawrence, WABE News.